The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Second and goal. Already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable. Tell you what, for a defense that's as good as what this one is. Henry gets it, goes right through the heart of the defense, touchdown! For you to go through it, here's Henry. What a night! Henry! He is gone for the touchdown! His fourth!
All right, maybe we can quit saying that the Jaguars have a good defense. At least it was entertaining. And a big, big drop this morning. We're going to talk about it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I know the weather sucks, so be careful getting home. Just relax, watch out for the idiots, and we'll get you home in one piece, hopefully, because it's a Friday. Don't want any blitzers and accidents on the way home. If you are, call all your Dave. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you?
Today sucked. Today has sucked from the beginning, but now it's good. It's funny. It's like, well, the good news is, after months and months of saying, well, we're going to move over to a new content management system for SportsMap. It's going to happen September 1st. And then it was going to happen October 1st. And then it was going to happen. You get the idea.
Yeah.
It finally happened today. We finally are on the new system.
We're so on.
If you haven't had a chance to check it out, please go do it. It's much nicer. It actually has a search bar that works.
No,
it's like,
nice.
If you're a big AJ Hoffman fan and you just want to search for AJ's content,
only read my stuff.
Yeah, you can do that.
That'd be so great.
We switched over this morning, and of course there was about 3 hours of fix this, fix this, fix that, and going back and forth on little things that were, you know, we hadn't anticipated. So I was dealing with all that, and we have some people coming over to do some work on the house. Mm-hmm. We're getting hardwood floors in and getting rid of this crappy carpet we got. And I had a check for him for the deposit. And I get the check and I'm thinking, hey, where the hell's my wallet? Because you know how good I am with wallets. I never lose them, right? This never happens.
Yeah.
And I start getting panicky because it's nowhere in the house. And I go and look in the car and see if I left it there. I went back to the little store I stopped at to get gas this morning. And nothing, nowhere. So I do the smart thing, turn off all my cards, call the card people, cancel all of them, make sure nothing's been charged. And this is how dumb I am. I get upstairs to get dressed because we were shooting a commercial today, which was a lot of fun. I hope the people enjoy it. It'll be airing on AT&T Sportsnet. But I go to put my jeans on and I realize, oh, you know, I did wash these this afternoon. Maybe I had them on this morning. And yes, of course, the wallet was in the washing machine. Yeah. So the good news is after the last incident, I only keep a couple cards in there that I had to cancel. And I've got my really big ones I keep elsewhere so I can take those with me when I go out of the country. But I was really worried about my driver's license. And I found out that's the only thing in there now besides debit cards that's worth a damn.
Yeah.
Like business cards. Now, if you gave me your business card in the last couple months, it's been washed. It's gone.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I'm panicking. And, you know, and all this stuff is going on with the site, and I'm trying to get all this work done. And then I start dealing with that and having to call the card companies. And then I go to leave the garage, and the damn garage door comes completely off of its, you know, those roller things. It just comes completely off.
Oh, no.
So it took me about 30 minutes to go get my tools and put the whole thing back together and fix it. It's like, I don't need any of this crap. But then I get here and everything's fun. We're making funny commercials.
Is your garage door fixed?
Yeah, it's fixed.
Okay,
yeah, good. I was able to fix it.
So no one's like rummaging through your stuff right now?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No, I wasn't leaving until that was fixed. That's why I was a couple minutes late. But yeah, it's all good. Everything's good. I'm a happy person. It hasn't been a great day. Yeah, and Alan says, at least you don't have to wait in that awful DPS office. Yeah, I was worried about that. And anybody that this has happened to, you have to think about all the little stuff you got to do. And I know that I'm going to have to deal with, like, I have like my daily racing form subscription and stuff like that. I'll have to change it to the new card when I get it. But yeah, Steven's right. Theme of the week, Fred is getting old. It was just dumb. It's like, I don't even know how I did that. Because I always keep it in the same place.
Yeah, it happens.
And
it happens to the best of us, Fred.
But I, and of course you go into a panic, right?
Yeah.
And it's once I finally, but it was just so stupid because I thought, you know what? I bet this thing's in the damn washing machine after about 3 hours of dealing with it.
And sure enough.
There it was. Yep. I'm an old. Hey, before we get to the game last night, because this is more interesting to me. Jong, AJ, how excited are you for Avengers Endgame after that drop today?
I don't even know what that is.
You didn't see the trailer?
No.
Dude, it was badass. John, come on.
Yeah, it's the...
The new Avengers movie?
Yeah.
Yes, Avengers 4.
I didn't watch a trailer. I don't care about trailer. I don't go crazy about that stuff.
I do.
Yeah. I know you, because you guys are nerds.
Of course we are.
You sent me that stupid Game of Thrones trailer the other day. It was stupid.
Yeah, I sent it to you before I even saw it, so...
Well...
Yeah, I apologize for that
okay.
one.
Yeah, that was bad. But how awesome is April going to be?
Oh, and they sneakily, is that a word? Sneakily moved up the date. It was supposed to be May 3rd, and then now it's like April 26th or something.
See, I'm excited. I geeked out over it.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I watched it like 6 or 7 times.
Maybe I'll watch it during
the break.
I feel like I don't care that much.
Well, it's if you haven't seen it, it's very cool. If you're an Avengers dork.
As of like 2 o'clock, it had 24 million views.
Oh my God.
Within a span of 7 hours.
Jeez. That doesn't surprise me. But I now, and there was the coolest part of the video when they put the Marvel logo up, they did the ashes and made the logo disappear. That was pretty cool. Yeah, we're dorks, whatever. Okay, fine. We could talk about your damn 30-9 football game last night.
I mean,. There's not a lot to say about it. The Jaguars are horrible, and they've clearly quit on the season. the Titans are such a weird team because I don't know about you. I don't know how you look at the Titans. I don't think of them as a good team. They're 7-6. I mean, so they're in the mix for sure. If the playoffs started today, they'd be a wild card team. But do you feel like they're even? No, I guess they wouldn't be a wild card team. They're unless depending on if the Ravens win or lose.
Right.
But do you feel like they are in any way a contending team?
No, I kind of throw them in my exacta box of mediocrity.
Okay.
That includes teams like the Colts and the Ravens, for
and
that matter.
Broncos. Dolphins.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins are worse.
I think they're better than the Dolphins. I think they're not as good as the Ravens.
I don't think they're as good as the Colts.
I think they're probably equal to the Broncos, maybe. I mean, Broncos may be a little better.
Okay. Yeah, so every time the Titans come away with like a big win, I'm like, God, how'd that happen?
Well, they're very strange because they are high variance. I mean, they pounded
extremely
the Patriots.
Extremely high variance.
And they rolled in that game last night, but then they have other games where you just look at them and go,
Yeah, I mean.
But isn't that most of the NFL right now? It really, to me.
Maybe. I mean, most of the NFL, I mean, they don't dog stomp the Patriots, which they did, and then lose to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Which they also did. It is a little bit odd, you got to admit. And I guess when you look at the rest of their schedule, their other losses at Houston, at Indy, okay, Ravens, Chargers, at Bills, at Dolphins. So the Bills loss looks bad. The Dolphins loss on the road, I mean, by a touchdown. It doesn't look great. It was week one, though. They have wins over Houston, New England, and Dallas. Those are solid wins.
Yeah, those are all good. And Philly, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I wouldn't count that as a good win.
At the time, Philly was healthy.
Yeah.
So that win may not look good at the end of the season, but at the time, it was a pretty good win.
Their remaining schedule, at Giants, home Redskins, home Colts. So
they're going to go 2-1.
I think they'll go 2-1.
No, I think they'll lose at the Giants and win the other two.
Oh, you think they'll beat the Colts?
Yeah.
I think a lot of that depends on what the Colts do this weekend. If the Colts lose this weekend, I could see by that game the Colts having nothing to play for and the Titans fighting for a playoff spot. I could see that happening. But I think the Colts at Indy beat the Titans 38-10. It wasn't a competitive game. Like, the Colts were...
Yeah, but again, you're talking about a high-variance Titans team, and the same Colts team just threw a goose egg up against...
high-variance Colts
against
team,
the same Jacksonville team that Tennessee just killed last night. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm confused by that team, perplexed.
Vexed.
And they didn't do anything particularly special last night. I mean...
They're very vexing.
The Jaguars kind of did some of that to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they have first and goal at the 3 and they turn it over on downs. I mean, that's pretty bad. So the Jaguars are a trash team, but man, the Titans laid it on those guys. And for Derrick Henry to run for whatever it was, 250 yards and 4 touchdowns, I mean, that's embarrassing. That is an embarrassing number.
Including that 99-yarder.
Yeah, where A.J. Bouye was basically his bitch.
Yeah, he was just trucking people.
Oh, my goodness. He shoved A.J. Bouye, and, like, you could see his pinky got into A.J.'s face mask, and he pulled him close and then shoved him away again. And then A.J. Bouye has to do, like, a stumble circle to try to catch back up with the play. But Derrick Henry's not... He's not exactly fleet of foot.
No.
And nobody was catching him.
Nope.
I mean, it was solid, solid showing for the Titans last night. I don't know how much it changes, like, my overall opinion of them, but that was an impressive showing.
All right. Taking a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauley.
Tune in to The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Laminek starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. Another tough outing for the Houston Rockets. They lose to the Jazz yesterday 118-91. They just could not do anything against their defense. They end up turning the ball over 22 times. That results in 33 points for the Jazz. Rockets are 11-13. They visit Dallas coming up tomorrow. Mavericks have been playing some pretty good basketball recently. The Spurs are in action tonight at home against the Lakers. They played the Lakers in Los Angeles on Wednesday and lost that game 121-113. Houston Texans football wrapping up practice as they get ready for their game on Sunday. They play host to the Colts looking for their 10th straight win.
I'm Matt Pauley with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Happy Friday. Hope you're getting out of work a little early and getting home before Stormageddon hits.
Stormageddon.
Don't want anybody getting stuck out in floods or anything.
How
like
bad
that.
Is it going to be? 1 to 10.
You know what? That's probably a question for Steven, the weather guy, but he included
well,
it.
He's not sitting here with me.
No, I'm going to say it's going to be a six. Seven, okay. Six or seven.
Yeah, I heard it was going to be a seven-incher that ooh. We're going to get pounded by a seven-incher.
Well, Fred's the only one here used to that.
I've had worse.
Yeah.
But be careful if you're going out tonight, especially, because it's supposed to be really bad. I think it's supposed to get really bad when we're supposed to be going home.
Oh,
well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, but...
I'll just be like Barry and leave 15 minutes early to avoid.
Hey, at least he was here today. Give him credit.
Okay.
832 asks, any plays on the fights this weekend? I do know that AJ's UFC 231 preview is on SportsMap.
Yes, my predictions for every fight is on there as well. So I'm actually concerned that... I'm not going to be able to watch the fights live. So it may be a situation where I have to call my wife and say, hey, I need you to order the fights and record them for me. Because my brother's bachelor party is in Austin this weekend. So I'll be bachelor partying all weekend.
Ah.
Which means I'll be
you're not going to be paying attention to anything.
I'll be S-housed. So if you...
people be tweeting you, what do you think about that Holloway fight?
If you tweet me on Saturday asking for college basketball plays, this is why you're not getting a response. This is why.
Well, it's... I'm going to be completely out of pocket tomorrow because it's an all-day travel day. But I'll be weighing in from the Great White North at some point. It gets pretty boring up there during the winter. There's just not much to do.
Well, there's snow and stuff. You
know? There's snow, but there's not a place where you can go skiing anywhere near there, which would be cool. I don't do a lot of ice skating, so that kind of rules that out. There's a little casino with a poker table, but why would I do that? I can go to Lions anytime I want.
Yeah.
So I'm not really, so I don't know. It's going to be spending a lot of time with her family and trying to find stuff to do on the computer, basically.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play poker up there too, right?
On the I'll be playing a lot on PokerStars because I've got my account up there, and from a Canadian IP address, you can play. So.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I know what you're thinking. Well, you can play poker here. Why would you play online there? You can play a lot of poker a lot faster online than you can play in person.
Yeah, and also I like the sit and goes, and they have a bunch. They usually now they don't feel like they used to. I've noticed that. Boy, in the old days,
it was like 45 seconds.
Yeah, but these take, especially the high dollar ones, because I like to play. I mean, like the $1,000 ones almost never fill anymore.
No.
On there, but like I can the $100 ones, it takes about 2 hours sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Now I just started playing for like 35 and 50.
Yeah.
But the ones that fill are like the $7 ones, and so it's not as cool as it used to be when you could get on there and just grab whatever game you wanted. But I've got a pretty good chunk in there because last summer I think it was like a $25 tournament I wound up chopping for first with. So I took some of it out, but I left some in there to play. So we'll see how it goes. Those tournaments tend to fill, but it's different, but I still love PokerStars above all else.
Yeah.
Over every other site. It's just, and they treated us so well the year that I made it to the World Series. I'll always be loyal to PokerStars. I just wish they were in the States again.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And just looking forward to a little break. I need some time away from everybody here. Today my head almost exploded. Nothing personal. It wasn't you. But there was one stretch this morning where I'm like, what the bleep am I doing here?
Yeah.
This is not my beautiful life. Did you see your Rockets lost again, but did you see Rudy Gobert got ejected 3 minutes into the game?
Not good.
is that a record?
I bet not.
Yeah.
We'd have to ask Dwight Howard. If there is a record, he's probably got it.
Hmm. And Hugh Freeze, now the head coach at Liberty.
Ah, good old Liberty.
So a religious school hires a guy who was fired for what again? Just checking. Isn't it escorts and stuff?
Yeah. I do think that, man, that's
a get for them.
That is a big get for them. And obviously he's going to have to keep his act together. But when you're talking about being a program that has just gotten into FBS – and like trying to actually, and Turner Gill did a good job with what he had to work with. 6-6 their first year in FBS. You got to feel pretty good about that. So Turner Gill walks away, which, by the way, Turner Gill having him was a coup for Liberty, I would think, anyway.
Yeah.
And then now that's your next head coach is Hugh Freeze. That's pretty good. There's a lot of Power Five schools that don't have a coach as good as Hugh Freeze. So,
including Mississippi.
Yeah. So if you're willing to take that chance, then I guess go on with it. It is maybe he, since they're the Flames, maybe he'll be allowed to have a
flame?
No.
Damn. Daniel, what are the odds you'll encounter a badger on your vacation? You know what? I haven't seen one up there during the winter. I see them all the time during the summer. They're nasty little bastards.
Yeah.
I don't like getting anywhere near them. I'm not asking, are you the first and only American in your new Canadian family? Well, it's 10 years now. I don't know if that's new anymore. No, there's one of my mother-in-law's brothers is or sisters is married to an American. But I'm in the immediate family, I'm the only one. They, you know, they don't like us. I've won them over. Tried to anyway. Robert asked you any bowl matchups you guys like for gambling purposes. Man, we went through them a lot earlier in the week. I don't have much of anything that I love. There's a couple of games. And we talked with Brad Powers yesterday. I'd recommend you go back and listen to that at 6 o'clock. We wound up doing a lot more than we intended.
Right.
And yeah, we talked about motivation primarily. And I know you like Purdue against Auburn. I tend to agree with that. I kind of like Baylor against Vandy.
I do too.
We talked about Texas against Georgia. Wondering about Georgia's motivation after thinking they should.
Yep.
Because there's two ways you can go with that. It's like, you know what? We should have been in the playoff. We're going to death stomp this team. Or
rarely does that happen.
Yeah, that's almost the exact opposite reaction. Victor 2 asked, with legalization of gambling, do you think poker stars will come back to the United States? I hope at some point it does. Because
I do too. And I mean, as they loosen up on sports betting, I don't understand why they wouldn't loosen up on poker. This is why I always vote libertarian, Fred. I just want to be left alone. I want to do what I want to do. If I'm not playing with anybody else's money but my own, just let me have my fun. All right.
Yeah.
That's my entertainment.
And of course, I miss those days because I mean, that's the best way to get better as a player is to get a lot of, you get to see a lot more hands than you
Absolutely.
Do in a live game, a lot more games than you get to see. And it's just, I miss that. And yeah, there'll be some time where I throw some money at it.
So. All right, guys, got to tell you about the Houston Rockets. They're your one-stop shop for those unique holiday gifts this season. RocketsShop.com. Houston Rockets 5-game holiday pack starting as low as $149. RocketsShop.com, your Rockets headquarters for all the latest Rockets hats, jerseys, polos, kids gear, and more. They're doing a 12 days of online Christmas at RocketsShop.com featuring daily specials with items like James Harden jerseys, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, and more. It's going to be a different deal every day leading up to Christmas delivery. Take advantage of a limited-time Rockets jersey swap right now. Bring in any old Rockets jersey to the Rockets team shop at Toyota Center. Swap it for any new jersey at 25% off. Tune into Rockets radio and TV broadcast for a nightly item of the game retail special. And then the Rockets Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Herman, the perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fans. Two different packages available with the All-Star Package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for only $45. Check it out. The Rockets fan in your life, when you go Christmas shopping for them, there's only one place to do it, RocketsShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I want to tell you about GiftingMap.com, your one-stop shop for holiday presents featuring everything from home decor to jewelry to luggage and briefcases to cufflinks. There's a great collection of brands and items to discover, plus you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site and $100 each for three of your friends. Check it all out at giftingmap.com. You can also check out the new sports map. And, you know, I guess I shouldn't be so hard on myself for the dumb thing with the wallet. It has been, I have put in a lot of hours this week. And last night I didn't sleep because we were switching over. So I might have been a little stressed out.
It happens. Mm.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. I've been reading a bunch of, Kyler Murray has a decision to make. But everything I hear from Kyler Murray and his agent is, dude, he's playing baseball. Why is this just people trying to create a narrative or what?
Well, that's another thing. Can we talk? I mean, from everything I've heard, he's playing baseball. I haven't heard anything differently. So, yes, I do think there are people trying to create something where there's nothing. My bigger question is, how is Tua not now second favorite in the Heisman? And Kyler Murray's got a minus money next to his name. I mean, is it really? Oh, he got hurt against Georgia. So he goes into the Georgia game banged up, plays his worst game of the season. They still win the game. And now all of a sudden, this other guy's better. Like, did people forget?
Well, I also think Murray's been really good all year, too. I don't think it's all of a sudden, to be honest with you. Murray's gotten a lot of buzz.
Fred, you would have had to pay minus 600 if you wanted Tua 1 month ago. 1 month ago, minus 600. Now he's plus 140. That's all of a sudden. That is a massive, massive swing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think over the last month, what Murray's done, he's closed the gap. There's no question. And his numbers are ridiculous. So
I would say Tua's got ridiculous numbers, and Tua hasn't lost a football game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know which one I'd vote for, to be honest with you, but I also think, I'm not going to fault anybody who votes for Kyler Murray.
Okay. I wonder, well, are we going to have Jerome on at some point? When's the next time we have Jerome?
You got him Monday.
Monday
through Wednesday.
I'll talk to him about his...
he has the vote.
Yeah, his ballot.
But I think the numbers change because they poll all the voters, and that...
Well, and I guess a lot of guys turned in their picks before the championship weekend, which...
See, that would have, to me...
They said 10% of the votes were already turned in before conference championship week.
See, that would...
Which makes me think... I mean, those 10% are probably all Tua, right?
Yeah, you would think. Well, I don't know about all of them, but majority, mostly, yeah, Tua. Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins, by the way, they wasted a plane ticket on him. I mean, there's 0% chance that Dwayne Haskins
is the
highest.
Just because they have to have three.
Why do they have to have three?
He's the Monte Teo, you know?
It's worse than that. It's worse than Monte Teo because, I mean, if they had given it to him, I'd be like, oh, man, that's wild. But he did have a great season. And, I mean, Haskins had a great season. But because he plays the same position as the other two guys, it's pretty easy to eliminate him from the conversation. Whereas with Teo, you're like, oh, maybe they looked at him. Oh, this is a generational defensive talent. Maybe. I mean, Dwayne Haskins, he's the third best quarterback there. Like, what are we even doing? What a waste of time.
GA says, I think people look at Tua and see that Alabama wins if he plays or not. And I think that's true. You know, Jalen Hurts led him to victory last week. And to me, that kind of, that does hurt your case a little bit. Now, I've been watching this kid all year, and I think he gives him a dimension they've never had. And usually, if you're on an unbeaten team and you're a quarterback who does well, you win.
Yeah.
So, we shall see. Ned?
Hello, Ned. Sports to you.
Yeah, it's my last name.
All right.
Yeah, I was just wanting to let you guys didn't take on the Cowboys and Eagles game this weekend, prediction-wise.
I mean, the Cowboys are – it's now down to minus three. I love the Cowboys here. I don't love the Cowboys as a team. I just think that they are a pretty good team, and I think the Eagles are not very good. And I think people are kind of being fooled by the last two – like the wins with the Eagles. I mean, I guess if you just look at paper and you say, oh, well, the Eagles have won two in a row – Maybe they've sort of figured it out, I guess, is sort of maybe that's the easy way of looking at it. And, you know, maybe I'm reading too much into it on the other hand. But I look at two games where I don't know what happens if Colt McCoy stays healthy. It's not like they were running away with that game when Colt McCoy got hurt. and they easily could have lost to the Giants, who I don't think is a good team. And both those games were home games.
Although the Giants are playing better football right now. So having said that, I think the injuries in the secondary for Philadelphia, the only thing I'd say if you're looking at the Philadelphia side of it, I don't think Dak Prescott can take advantage of that the way other guys can. Although having Amari Cooper helps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's that I think keeps it competitive. But, yeah, I'm with you. If you're making me play it, I'm taking Cowboys.
And the other thing, Eagles 1-4 on the road.
Yeah.
Their one win at the Giants week 6 when the Giants were not playing well. Yeah, I'm just not buying into them right now. I can't really put a finger on why. I just think that the market is so looking for the Eagles to be back to what they were last year.
I think so.
And I just don't think this team is what they were last year. They're not that good.
Yeah, the 3 number makes me feel better about it.
Me too. I was the 3.5 at 3.5 at 3. I'm suddenly a lot more interested. But by the way, that Buffalo Jets game, you can get a 3 now on that. Another game that I've been saying I'd like it a lot better. Now, if they'll just make the Giants -3 against the Redskins, that'll be all the games that I'm looking for to get that 3 on.
I'm looking at the Mega Doppler, the ABC 13 Mega Doppler. There's a lot of red and yellow out there.
Yeah.
Almost basically everything inside the Beltway right now, north to Conroe, College Station, down to Angleton, and this is just the first wave, so... Be careful out there, guys.
Yep.
Don't want to lose any blitzers. Just this thing that MacDaddy tweeted. He wants a shout out to white Santa Fe driving guy in fast food drive through lane who cut in line. I called him a D-bag and heard he was playing the blitz on his radio when he tried to respond.
Oh no.
Little blitz on blitz crime here.
Come on.
No, we're all
white
saying,
Santa Fe guy driving through the fast food drive through line.
Yeah.
What fast food? Let's call him out. So
well,
he says
choke on McRib, so
oh, okay.
I guess that's... Yeah, let's not have blitz-on-blitz crime. I mean, you're supposed to do stuff like that to 610 listeners. That you're totally cool doing it with them. So, all right. Tell them about Tri-Eagle.
All right, guys. There's a lot of energy providers out there. You've got a lot of options when it comes to that. And they're always making different offers. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers and then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or they're throwing additional fees on your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. End of discussion. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064. And they come on star,
is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.